A week ago, a little less than a week ago, we stood here, Lavanya, Rabbi Gain Ramesha, Zechat Tzadik Kosh, Rocha. The difficulty of a Hespid, Shas Lavanya, is obvious. However, as time goes on, one understands the depth of the loss. Depth of the loss to Klal Yisrael. Depth of the loss to the yeshiva. The depth of the loss to all the individuals whose lives he impacted. It becomes even more difficult. Koshem Yisrael Tzadikim Kisreifas Beis Elokeinu. The purpose of Beis Elokeinu, Yosli Mikdosh for Shechanti Besocham. The essence of the Beis Mikdosh is to enable us to connect to the Shechina. However, there are people whose lives are lived on a level that through dealing with them, we also connect with the Shechina because of the madrig of their lives. And when these people leave, our ability to connect to the Shechina becomes drastically reduced. That's what Chazal meant. Koshem Yisrael Tzadikim Kisreifas Beis Elokeinu. Among the Yechidei Skula, represented that, who lived their lives by bringing the Shechina to this world, was Rav Moshe. During the Hespedim, that was said at the Levaya, during the stories that were said during the Shiva, it was stories said that at the time when Rav Moshe became a chosin, in his shver, Rav Gain, Rav Berman, Zecher Tzadik Kovach Levracha, met my Rebbe Zecher Levracha, told him, grandfather, in Marbi Bishvach, on his grandson, told him in the Parshas Baal Yisrach, Kadosh Baruch Hu talks to Aaron and Miriam, says, Lo chein avdi meisha, v'chol beisi ne'eman, pe'al pe'a da'bebo. Question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to begin Lo Chein Avdi Meisha? It's enough to say, Pe'al Pe'al Da'abebo Mare Lo Bechidos Usmos Hashem Yabit. The answer is, it's not that Moshe Rabbeinu was just a bigger Novi than other people. That he saw the Tumas Hashem and there's an aspart to a meira, an aspart to a sheinim meira. No. He's saying, Lo chein avdi meisha, Moshe Rabbeinu is on a totally different madrega, just totally different. And he told him, it's not that my grandson is a bigger mochosh of a bocha. It's on a totally different madrega. What do you mean by that? This week's parsha, Vayetzi Yankiv mi Be'sheva, Vayelech Harona. So Rashi tells us, what does it mean, Vayetzi Yankiv mi Be'sheva, Vayelech Harona? When a tzaddik leaves an ear, so it's nikya that tzaddik left the ear. Pon a zivo, pon a hadro, and the question is, Yitzchak Avinu was still there. And the answer is very, very simple. Each tzaddik is unique in his midas, in his hashpah, in hashras hashchina that he brings to this world. One is not a clone of the other. They're unique. Their own madregas, their own nisyonos, their own madregas. And when that tzaddik leaves, hashras hashchina that he brought by his madregas, hashras hashchina that he brought by his midas, by his aveda, that's chosen no matter how many other tzaddikim there are. There's a Yitzchak of him. There's the Beis Medrash Hashem V'Ever. But still, that tzaddik is unique. And his hashpah is gone. His aveda is gone. His hashras hashchina is gone. His example to others is gone. Upon a zivo, upon a hadra. He's unique. He's special. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'sheva. Yaakov left Yitzchak Avinu's house. And he went, before he could go to Beis Lavan, he spent 14 years in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ev. Why do you have to spend 14 years in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ev? The answer is, Yaakov Avinu was Yerush everything from Yitzchak Avinu, everything, everything. But the time came for Yaakov Avinu to make his own, to internalize everything. Once heard from a Rebbe Zichrono Livracha, on the Pasuk in Re'eh, Bonim Atim, Hashem Elokeichem, Lo Tzizkol Dudu, Lo Tzim Korcha, V'neinechem Lametz, Ki Am Kodosh Atol Hashem Elokech. And Rashi says, Kushis Atzmucho Me'avosecha, Yod Uvucho Bo'acha Hashem. Says, every Jew, there's two levels of Kedusha. There's the one who's Yerush from his office. Kushis Atzmucho Me'avosecha. But then he takes that, and he makes Uvucho Bo'acha Hashem. He creates his own. Yaakov Avinu was in Yitzchak Avinu's house and he learned all the Torahs. He was Yishtom Yosheva Holland. Time came for Yaakov to go out to the world. He had to internalize everything, be by himself. There's a big difference between the Beis Medrash of Yitzchak Avinu and the Beis Medrash Hashem Ve'Eva. They were both in Be'er Sheva. Yitzchak Avinu's house was pasuach, everything, people coming and going. Shem V'Eivor was a small group of people involved in their own avodah, in their own growth. After Yosefeg, everything from a Yaakov Avinu, you have to put it all together to make your own Uvucho Bo'acha Hashem. Ramesha, the Sefek so much from the Yerusha's office. As I mentioned in my Hespet, the Levaya, his Zayde would say, it was Meinish Focher Shel Talmidov. When he got his grandson, Ramesha, he said, he would say, this one got this, and this one got this from me, and this one got this from me, but Meinish is me. Moshe was his hemshech. He saw everything that Reb Chaim put into my Zayde Zichrono Livracha. My Zayde put in to his son Zichrono Livracha, and he put into his grandson. He saw it all coming into fruition at Shleimus. To take all of that, and all that was put into him, and to build himself to what he could become. He put himself in different places to be Yonik here and Yonik there to achieve that shleimus that he wanted. Reb Chaim was unique. And that Hemshech HaDeiris, when the Meshech of the week, I was thinking, what was it so unique that established that straight link from Reb Moshe to his great-great-grandfather, Reb Chaim, through my Zayde Zichrono Levracha, through his grandfather Zichrono Levracha. Reb Chaim was unique, not just he was the guy in Ador. There are a lot of guys in him. Reb Chaim was unique, not he was the Baal Chesed Ador. There are a lot of Baal Chesed. Reb Chaim was unique, not only was he a Shemayim. Reb Chaim was unique because he was Shleimus. Reb Chaim took it all and went to the extreme. It was Torah to the extreme. It was Avoda to the extreme. It was Chasodim to the extreme and in all Mikshachas. Shleimus. And that is that uniqueness that set Reb Chaim above. It's not the big that he was the bigger guy than everyone. Of course he was. Not that he was bigger Yerushalayim, yes. Not the bigger Baal Chesed, yes. But what set him unique was that Shleimus. He took it all. It was all one Torah. It was not parts of the Torah. It was all one Torah. And that he passed in that Hemshech HaDeiros. When Yankov Avinu was laying there, and there's the Chalom. He named Malach Yelokim Olim V'Yordim Bo. They would go up and they would come down. And Rashi tells us the name of Chazal, because the Yankov Avinu was Chokik, and in the Chisei HaChovid, they were comparing Yankov Avinu down and Yankov Avinu up. What does it mean that the Mishnah of Yankov Avinu was Chokuk and the Kisei HaKavod? So the Rambam says in Nevuchim that the four Chayas, the Mos Aryeh, it doesn't mean there was an Aryeh there. He said, no. There's a human being who was Daimele Aryeh. There's a human being who was Daimele. A human being who was Daimele. And then there was the human being who's the human being. The perfection, the shlemus of a human being, Yankov Avinu, the Bechir Shabavis. That was the human being, the shlemus of Yankov Avinu. Yankov Avinu, after being Yitzhak Avinu's house, and then spending 14 years in Beis Medrash Hashem, he had achieved shlemus. Sheifa for shlemus. And then he was ready to go to the world to engage a love on. Moshe was a shalem. Every part of him, he wasn't one part. He wasn't just Torah. There are a lot of guy in him. There are people who master Shas like the Moshe did. Shas. The people who master Nigla. And there are people who, together with the mastery of Niglet that they have, marry Master Nister, as he did. But he took it to the maximum. His Torah was a mixture of achas with everything else. It wasn't just limud haTorah. There are many masmidim. It was what was unique about Reb Chaim. He trained himself. He trained his children. That Limud HaTorah was automatic to them, just as breathing is. You don't have to think whether you breathe or not. That's automatically what you do and who you are.
It's part of it. There's some people who do a lot of learning, and therefore it becomes the assault of their being, part of them. So that when they walk down the street, there's a different turn in their minds. When they walk down the street, it's who and what they are. And it is not possible to have their minds deviate from Torah. It was a unique capacity that Chaim had, and he passed off over to his two sons.
And that uniqueness, Moshe was a masmidotz. The posuk pumei gers. But it's more than he did something a lot. That was him. That was the metzias of his life. The posuk pumei gers, because just like a human being doesn't stop breathing, because that's what life is. Him Torah was life. That is, he was one of the Yechidei Skula who achieved that madrega that Reb Chaim trained himself and trained his sons to be a metzias of Torah. Of course, through that, it means how there's yigiyah atzuma till you're shulet in every part of Torah. L'shlita gemur ad asof. That is the shleimus that you get in Torah. But there are people who are shulim who achieve the maximum in different areas. Rabbi Elchanan once said about the Chofetz Chaim that if a person is a regular size and a very long hand, he's not a godel in any way, he's a balmum. Greatness means you're great in everything. A shleimus. Aveda. People emphasized his diktuk b'mitzvahs. His diktuk b'mitzvahs was lahafli in two ways. Not what most people think is diktuk b'mitzvahs. First of all, most of the super medardikim and mitzvahs want to make sure that everyone knows about it. Part of it is hatznei alechas. That was the metzias of his being, was hatznei alechas. Was his diktuk b'mitzvahs. May zeide zechreinu levracha. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos ulo ovdo. Rambam says, Chazal darshan et tefillah, says, lo ovdo is mitzvahs, lo ovdo zu Talmud. Says, there's a mitzvah to take a lulav. There's another mitzvah lo ovdo. To use a lulav as a derech aveda. It's a mitzvah to learn. And to be preoccupied with Torah. But there is using the Minat Torah as a Derech Aveda. Very few people achieve that their tefillah is Aveda, their mitzvahs are Aveda, their Minat Torah is Aveda, and there's a Shivisei Hashem L'negdi Somit in everything that they do and in every living moment of their lives. That brings to Shleimus. His diktuk b'mitzvahs ul lahafli, because it went down to the depths of his being in his hatznei leches. This was the depth of his derech aved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lahafli as a derech aved. It's a derech aved. His midas, when my zayde zecharin el vrocha came to Rovim Chislavich, Chaim in Rasein, and Reb Chaim told him what the tafter of a rov is to be a bal chesed. Chaim is the bal chesed ador. Chaim wanted that in his matzeve it should be written only one thing, Rav Chesed. That was the greatest achievement of his life. He told my zayde zecharin levrocha that he broke himself of all his midas to turn himself into the bal chesed that he wanted. Moshe was about chesed b'tivo, lahafli. But he also broke himself in a different way. Because the bal chesed b'tivo has to, that's the nature of his being. But he has to give himself over to other people. And in all of Moshe's hatznei aleches, so Rebbetzin told me that when he took the shtela here, he said, told her that whatever Talmud asks him, he's going to do. He's mezgaber on his shyness, his inwardness, to turn himself into a giver and a giver and a giver. Because that's what he wanted to do, and that's what he thought was the right thing to do. And if it wasn't his teva, he'd be an outward person. You have to make yourself into that to be a Baal Chesed. Not that he had one shemetz kol shehur, anything but chesed in him. But in order to cut that chesed out, he had to be misgaber on that mid of his shyness, his satsnei lechas, to give and to give and to give. And everyone in this room knows that Moshe in Torah was a giver and giver and giver. It was only, he wasn't only a giver in Torah, he was a giver in everything. Despite his shyness, despite his quietness, his satsnei lechas, his gaber in that midah to give and give and give and give, to force himself out to give, and do a chatsnei lechas. Shlemus. Shlemus, that was Ramesh, Shlemus. Ramesh is Aveda. Ramesh is Aveda. Nothing stopped on his way to grow in his Aveda. If he thought by going to Manchester, to Mishamish, Manchester to Rosh Yeshiva, he would groan as Aveda, and in Yom Kippur, when he was lifnei Hashem the whole day, Kimalach Hashem Tzvokus, he gibein Hayim Adrege, left his wife, left his family, spent 40 days there, in Manchester, Rosh Yeshiva, the higher degrees of Aveda. Nothing stood in his way. When he didn't do that anymore, so he put himself into Nister because he felt with that he could grow in his Aveda. Shlemus. Shlemus. We live in a world, in a tkufa. People are proud that Baruch Hashem, Ode Medrash, a field. People learning, people steiging, people doing everything. The only ma'atim and a ma'atim even think about Shlemus. And even fewer of them try to achieve Shlemus. And even fewer even get there. There are times when Yaakov Avinu thought he was a Sholem already. He withstood all the Nisyonos. And Beis Lavan came back after 22 years. Bishkish Yaakov, Lashevas Beshalva, Miyad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. You have more Nisyonos, you have more growth. And it's only the last 17 years of Mitzvah, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, that he was lived a life of Shalva because he achieved Shlemus. Ramesha was a Sholem. And that, the Shlemus of Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim's way, the Shlemus of the previous Doris he came from in their way, he took it and made it in his way. Yankov Avinu wasn't Yitzchok. Yankov Avinu wasn't Avram Avinu. Yankov Avinu was Yankov Avinu. Each one was tried in his own way to take his tchonas and nefesh and his nisyonos and his growth and become their own shleimus. And Yankov Avinu did it. That's why he was maimed the Yud Beis Shiftei Kol. He was a shleim. As I mentioned in Levaya, the midah that motivated and drove him in all of that was his shalva, was his taharas and nefesh. There were no agendas to him. Yelo kain neshomo shenasata bi tahirihi ato yitzata. He was a holoch yosher kamosh aso elokim. The yashus, the emes, he took that yelo kain neshomo shenasata bi and took it all the way and never deviated. Wherever he went with all the distractions and everything around him, that yashus and that emes was his hallmark. And that kept him going in the path to Shleimus. That is the loss for Klal Yisrael. That's the loss for us in Yeshiva. We had a degem of Shleimus. We had an example of Shleimus. From the Mishpacha who was Zeicher, it's a schus to be b'mchitzasa of an Odom Sholem. It was Zeicher. We in Yeshiva, we in the b'mchitzasa of an Odom Sholem. We were Zeicher. Now, Dodi Yorad Lagano, Larugas Abayis, and Liros Lagano, Lil Kol Sheshanim. HaKodesh Baruch, who saw that Shleimus and took it for himself. All the previous days, when that Neshach Tehera sent it to Shemayim, Toch Dusha V'Tahara, if there was Makabal Malch Shemayim, was standing Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Tfil only Lifnei Hashem. And they took in front of the Kisei HaKovod and said, look HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look what came out of us. Look the Hemshech V'Adairis. L'mala B'Kodesh all the Dairis. What we have to do is to take that example of Taharas HaNefesh in Shleimus and say, yes, it's possible. That has to be our goal. He left us a Yerusha. The Yerusha is, yes, it's possible. That's our goal. That's what we have to do. And I think at this point I want to make another point, one final point. No one comes in a vacuum. The Medrash tells us that there was once a tzaddik who was married to tzaddikis, and they didn't have any children. And they decided we're not doing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they got divorced, and each one married someone else. He married a woman, was a Rasha, and she married a man who was a Rasha. She turned the man who was a Rasha into a tzaddik, and this woman who was a Rasha turned him into a Rasha. Mikan, says the Medrash, it comes from Hakol min Rasha. Rasha came from a home. And that home nurtured him. He married Neshes Chayil. Both together. The Shleimus that he had. If I was reading in the whole week, he had this Rabbeim and that Rabbeim, yes. But it came from somewhere. It was produced by something and nurtured and helped. And that is something that people have to understand. Rashi was a Shleim. And his path to Shleimus, besides his Rabbeim, the women who helped him were an integral part of producing that Shleim. And we, at this point, have to use it as a degem, as an example, and build on it, and build and go more and more.